American fund managers might argue in their defence that they're trying to help dirty companies get greener rather than simply dumping their shares as European funds might do, and are being penalised for this. But the researchers find little evidence of that. Instead, they report that American PRI signatories were less likely to engage as shareholders with the companies they owned than their European counterparts. 3 years after the initial investment, ESG scores at those investee firms were found to be no better. Higher grades may not be the answer anyway. ESG ratings are themselves often flaky and may be a poor proxy for emissions. The transatlantic divide, the paper suggests, may stem from a divergence in regulation. Europe's rules are tedious and sometimes misguided, but at least they provide detailed guidance on what counts as sustainable and how green mandates should fit with fund managers' fiduciary duties. By contrast, American firms seem to be defining their own rules. Some simply sign up to the PRI in the sole hope of attracting green-conscious investors, with little to show for their claims. Sometimes greenery is even used to keep assets under management growing, even as managers post subpar returns. The authors find that poorly performing American funds are more likely to join the PRI than higher flying peers.